What is the form of baptism, A? Two, is it invalidated if the minister says amen? And three, what's the significance of forms for the sacraments anyway?
Okay, great. Well, let's take them one at a time. All right, so the form, let's talk about form and matter. So sacraments can be broken down into form and matter. In the case of baptism, the matter is the water. So water that can be either poured or the person can be immersed in water either way, but the matter is the water. And in the normal way, that water is blessed, but if in an emergency, natural water is acceptable for validity. Now, that's the matter of the sacrament. The form is the words that the person who is baptizing pronounces. And whoever it is, the normal minister of baptism is a deacon, priest, or bishop. In an emergency, anyone can baptize, even a non-Christian, as long as they intend to do what the church does in baptism. And the form is the words that are said with the pouring of the water or the immersing of the person. And it's, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's the form. Now, the whole community is to respond as we do when our response is called for with the amen. It doesn't invalidate the baptism if the minister says it along with the community, but the whole community is to respond with the amen. So be it, you know, it's an affirmation of the meaning of what just took place as the person dies with Christ and rises with him as a new creation. So the matter is the water, and the form is the words. Same thing when you go to the Eucharist. The matter is wheat, bread, and grape wine. And the form is the consecratory words of the priest or bishop.
Do the other sacraments have a form, like confirmation and extreme unction, holy orders?
Right. Yeah, every sacrament has... every sacrament has form and matter, yes.
Okay. And it's the same down through the centuries, is it?
There's sometimes, theologians, of course, have disputed sometimes, but the form and matter is you know, necessary for validity. So these are pretty much agreed upon through space and time. It's not always worked out. There's still some dispute between East and West about in marriage. For the West, we believe that the couple, meaning one man, one woman, that's their consent that they give to each other is necessary. And it's the couple that minister the sacrament each to the other. So the matter is the mutual consent and the covenant to live together as husband and wife. In the East, they want to emphasize also the priest's blessing or the deacon or the bishop's blessing, where we see it as the priest or deacon or bishop is a witness to what the couple are doing. It's the couple that minister. So there's little disputes about how the sacraments work. In that case, it's not form of matter. It's about the minister who ministers it. And that's why in the West, we respect the East by always including the blessing with the celebration of marriage.
And the other two is a proper minister and then the minister's intent.
Right, right. So the couple has to intend when they minister the sacrament each to the other for the whole of life, they have to intend marriage. They have to intend that covenant of union that lasts for all. So if one of them held back their intent, like they didn't intend to be faithful or they didn't intend to let the other have the right to have children or they didn't intend to enter into a covenant union that is for life, those could be invalidating because they're not intending what the church intends.
And the priest has to intend the consecration also and believe in it.
Yeah, well, he has to at least minimally not exclude it. It's a very minimalistic thing necessary for validity. If any validly ordained priest says the words of consecration with and doesn't make a explicit exclusion of intending, it's a valid sacrament.
Okay, thank you very much, Father.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. And the reason for that, for those listening, is because we want to have moral certitude that we have access to the grace that God wishes us to have. God wants us to have moral certitude that our sins are forgiven, that we're validly baptized, that we've received the sacrament of confirmation, that we approach his real presence in the Eucharist. And so these sacramental celebrations and the way they're celebrated, the form and the matter and the intent, if all that's there, we can be certain that the grace is being communicated to us that God intended us to have, the grace of whichever the sacrament we're talking about.